On the other hand, I resolved to act without further delay as far as I was concerned. The chances were in my favor that Eric at that moment was thinking only of his captive. This was the moment to enter his house through the third cellar. And I resolved to take with me that poor little desperate Viscount who, with the first suggestion, accepted, with an amount of confidence in myself that touched me profoundly. I had sent my servant for my pistols. I gave one to the Viscount and advised him to hold himself ready to fire, for after all Eric might be waiting for us behind the wall. We were to go by the Communists' road and through the trap door. Seeing my pistols, the little Viscount asked me if we were going to fight a duel. I said yes, and what a duel. But of course I had no time to explain anything to him. The little Viscount is a brave fellow, but he hardly knew anything about his adversary, and it was so much the better. My great fear was that he was already somewhere near us, preparing the Punjab lasso. No one knows better than he how to throw the Punjab lasso, for he is the king of stranglers, even as he is the prince of conjurers. When he had finished making the little Sultana laugh at the time of the rosy hours of Mazandaran, she herself used to ask him to amuse her by giving her a thrill. It was then that he introduced the sport of the Punjab lasso. He had lived in India and acquired an incredible skill in the art of strangulation. He would make them lock him into a courtyard to which they brought a warrior, usually a man condemned to death, armed with a long pike and broadsword. Eric had only his lasso, and it was always just when the warrior thought that he was going to fell Eric with a tremendous blow that we heard the lasso whistle through the air. With a turn of the wrist, Eric tightened the noose round his adversary's neck, and in this fashion dragged him before the little Sultana and her women, who sat looking from a window and applauding. The little Sultana herself learned to wield the Punjab lasso and killed several of her women and even of the friends who visited her. But I prefer to drop this terrible subject of the rosy hours of Mazandaran. I have mentioned it only to explain why, on arriving with the Vicomte de Chagny in the cellars of the opera, I was bound to protect my companion against the ever-threatening danger of death by strangling. My pistols could serve no purpose, for Eric was not likely to show himself, but Eric could always strangle us. I had no time to explain all this to the Viscount. Besides, there was nothing to be gained by complicating the position. I simply told Monsieur de Chagny to keep his hand at the level of his eyes, with the arm bent, as though waiting for the command to fire. With his victim in this attitude, it is impossible even for the most expert strangler to throw the lasso with advantage. It catches you not only round the neck, but also round the arm or hand. This enables you easily to unloose the lasso, which then becomes harmless.